Kof Zion Sivon, Tuesday the 28th of June, Rabbi Yechiel Levenberg. When is one allowed to split a minion?
Good morning. There's such a matter today that we'd like to discuss is the question as to when are we allowed to split a minion. Often, we have more than one person who's a chiyuv, a yartzeit, a shloishim, a velis, and there's more than one person who would like the omer. Are we allowed to split the minyan, and the gentleman will go next door to Ezra's Noshim, or to Chedesheni, or to Shtibel, or to whatever? Is that allowed, or should we keep the larger minyan intact? Let's look at it from the sources, and we'll see what we can do about it. The first source that we have about it is the Gemara. The Gemara, Brachas Tafnun Gimel on Aleph, the Gemara says the following. Hayu Yoshvim Bebes Medrash, Reviyu Or Lifneya. The way the Mishnah Brura learns the Gemara is the case was like this. They already made Havdalah, but they didn't have a light, they didn't have a candle to make a Bar Mitzvah. And now, all of a sudden, someone brought a candle. So that's one scenario. Well, the other scenario is, says the Mishnah Brura, that they knew that they won't be able to make Havdalah and Akos that night. So on that Motzei Shabbos, there will not be a Akos to make Havdalah. Now the question is, someone brought Or, so let's at least make Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara brings Machlokes B'Shamayim B'Sidur. And what do we do? They brought in, so we're sitting in Shul, so either we've already made Havdalah without the candle, or we're not going to make Havdalah tonight because we haven't got a kos, and someone brought Or. Now the question is, should we all make it together, make one Beira Mara'esh, and we'll all stick our hands out, and, or should we do it other, each one will make it individually, they'll pass it around. So Beishamai Oymin Kol Echad Ve'echad Mavorech La'atzmai. So Beishamai says, each of us should make it independently, separately. Beshilul Oymrim Echad Mavorech L'Kulam. Beshilul says we should make one for everyone. So everyone should, someone should be mitzi. Someone will make the bracha, and we'll all put our hands out. In fact, the Gemara. So Beshilul gives a reason for what he says. And he says, Echav Mavarach Lekulam, Mishum Shenema Baroiv Om Habras Melech. It's better to do a mitzvah together. More people are doing a mitzvah all at once. That's the best way to do it. Comes out that Beshamai just says, everyone does it themselves. Beis Hillel says, one person does it for everyone because Baroiv Om Habras Melech. Says the Gemara, so Beis Hillel gave a reason. Beshamai didn't give a reason. Bishma Beis Hillel, before Shitano, Beshamai my time. Emphat the Gemara, Kasovri, Mipnei Bittel Beis HaMetrish. Bittel Beis HaMetrish. Rashi explains, Shebizman, Sheechot Mavorach Lekulam, הם צריכים לשתות מגיסוסם, כדי שיסחבנו כולם וישמו אליו ביד הוומן. Says, if you have one person being moitzi, you try to get an audience to be quiet, it takes time. So meanwhile, people are wasting time. Little better, better. So therefore, why do it, have one person do it? And therefore everyone wasted some time. Rather what we should do is, let each one do it independently, so that everyone has to wait for everyone else. So that's what Beis Shammai says. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Yochi. So Beis Rabbi Gamliel, Loyoyu Oimrim, Marpeg of the Smedrish, Nipnei Bittel Beis Hamedrish. And in the yeshiva of Rabbi Gamliel, if someone sneezed, they didn't say Marpeg, which is the common custom. Someone sneezes, they say Gesundheit. Mipnei, bitl beis hametrish. Because it took time, if you have to wait till Yana finishes sneezing, then you have to say Gesundheit, and then you have to start learning again. It's a bitl beis hametrish. So therefore, we see the concept of Beis Shammai of bitl beis hametrish, and we have Beis Hillel who says that there's Baroivam Hadrasma. Reb Kiveg already brings that the source for Marpe, he says, is a Pirkei Rabbi Lezer. He says, in Pirkei Rabbi Lezer, says, Miyoyim Shenivru Shamayim Ba'oretz Loihoya Odom Choyla. From the time the creation of the world, no one became ill. Elim Hoya Baderech, or Bashuk, Vahoya Oitech, if he was in the way, or he was in the market, and he sneezed, the nishmosa yotzim and nechirav, he would die. That was the end of his life. Ad shebo Yankov Avinu, ubikesh rachman. Till Yankov Avinu came, and he begged for mercy, and he asked, Rabbeinu shel olam, al tikach nafshi mimeni, ad shetzaves bonai. I'd like a chance to be able to issue a will, tell my children what I want from them. Bonai, Naisai, Venetaloi, Rabbeinu Shalom accepted the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. Lefichach, says Reb Kiveg, Chayev Odom Loima Bat Tishosoi, Chayev. Shenepach Hamovas Hazeh Laor, Shenema Tishosoi Tahel Laor. So therefore we say Gesundheit, it's for Gesund, it's not Chas V'Sholem, the Itush, which was usually the final act of the person's life. So, what did we want from this Gemara? We find the Machlekes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel as what to do when the Or comes. Beis Hillel brings in the concept of the Raivam Hadras Melech. Beis Shammai doesn't argue. Beis Shammai says that there's a problem here because it'll take time to get everyone quiet. So maybe it's not worth the Baroivam, the Bittel Beis HaMedrash. They're losing time, learning time. So therefore Beis Shammai, on the concept of Baroivam, doesn't argue. Beis Hillel says the overriding factor is Baroivam. Beis Shammai says it's not worth it in this case, because till you get a whole besmedrash to be quiet, it takes time. And therefore, they're wasting learning time. Not kedai to lose prime time. But everyone agrees there's a concept of Baroivam. If that's the case, if you have a minyan, and two gentlemen would like to daven, and all of a sudden you're going to make, now I'm going to have two minyanim. So you lose your Baroivam. A minyan of 20 people is more than two minyanim, each one having a minyan of only 10. And therefore, because of the concept of Baroivam, the poskim are worried of not split. That's number one. Number two is halachim shofanol that Pasuk in the halachas of Zimun. And if you want to have the Mezumah, and if you look in Kuf Tzadi Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, it says, if there was a few people, lo yhukvu kulam lechol biyachad, shnayim kavu v'achad kap boshlishi. There were two people who would sat down to lunch. Third guy comes along, tags along, comes in, joins the two who are sitting there. So, or there was one person who was going to eat alone, and all of a sudden two people come along and join them. So the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, Einam Rishoyim Lecholik, Kivun Shem Kvuim Yachad B'Gmara Achila. By the time they finished eating, they're eating as a group. A group that eats together has to make a mezumah. However, Im Yoichel Imohem B'Loy Keva, if they didn't actually join together to eat as a group. This one's eating, that one's eating. You have a cafeteria, you have somewhere. This one has his meal, this one has his meal. They're not really a group eating together. They just happen to be all eating at the same place at the same time, but they're not a group together. So then the Shulchan Aruch says they're not looking to make a mezumah. And then came Hushamish. There is a separate halacha if he's serving. He's the waiter. But if there's just a group of people eating at the same time, there's no chiyuv zibur. Says the Ramah, Mikol Mokum, Afilu Kol Mokum Shevashoim Lecholek, even in a place where they can divide, Odif Tfei Lezimon, Mishabaroivom Hadros Melech. So the Ramah says, So in a case where they were like Kalva, so you're allowed to split up, but you're also allowed to join. You also can make a mezumah. So Ramo says, better make the mezumah. Even though you're not mechuyif to make a mezumah, it's still better to make a mezumah, because of Barovon Hadras Melech. Says the Mishnah Berurah, then what's the case? Must be Achlu B'Loy Kviyas. V'chein Be'esrim Be'Beshisha. You got 20 people there. So we can make two groups of 10 and both and say on the Kainu. Or you have 6 and you can make two Muslims of 3. Alpha shall be din Rishon Lecholet. Mekal Makam Odef Tvei says the Shabur Shaloi Lecholet. So again we find the Roivom is the overriding factor. That's the best way to do it. And therefore, lechatchila, we shouldn't split. I remember as a youngster, we used to daven in America in Novminska Shtibo. And then there was a Novminska Rebbe, big tzaddik, big Talmud Chacham, a terrific masmid, one of the greatest masmidim I ever saw. And he used to learn from the morning till the night, standing by shtender, very short man. And I remember once in the Shtibo, there was an argument. There are two people, they're both a chiyuv, and who comes first, and who has the omelet, and this and that. So they said, well, we'll make two minyanim. It was a big shul, and had more various rooms. And I remember the Rebbe, even though I was a youngster, I still remember like today, the Rebbe saying, no, the Shemai finished. Wouldn't let them split. And the people were getting a little bit jumpy because each one wanted it. And I remember the Rebbe saying, I'll tell you why I say it. And I remember what he said. He said over Gemara and Sukkah. And the Gemara and Sukkah says the following. The Gemara is Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Make a copy. And the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Mishalai Roa, Yuplustim Shad Alexandria. Yuplustim is a big, massive structure with double columns. You have to know Greek architecture to get it exactly right. The first three letters I know, do means two, so it means it's double columns. That's how big it is, because it needs two columns to support it. So, Yuplustim Shad Alexandria Shad Mitzrayim. Like raw before them shall Yisrael. basically what the Gemara is saying, historically, that they had this gigantic shul in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and that would be the ideal example of when Klal Yisrael, Chloidam Shal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Kamin Basilica G'day L'Haisa, same word in English as Greek, and that it had a basilica, its structure, Secher Lefnimi Secher, had some benches on the inside and the outside. Tomim Shahayubok, Shishim Riba, Shishim Riba, Keflayim Kiyotzim Mitzrayim. So it had 1.2, twice 600,000 people. That's how many people were there at once. Massive shul. And the Gemara says, "Va'ayuba ayin aleph kitro shel zov keneged ayin aleph shel sanhedrin gdayla," and it had 71 seats keneged the Sanhedrin. V'chol achas v'achas ayin pchusa me'esrim ve'echod riboy kikri zov. It was solid gold chairs. The weight was enormous. Solid gold. Ubima shel eitz b'mtziusa. Middle they had an omud. Be'abima, in the middle. V'chazon ha'knesses oimed alech. So he had a massive audience. And v'chazon used to stand on this beam in the middle. V'asutrim b'yodoy, and he had flags. V'kivim she'gia la'ano is omein, ha'lo me'niv besu, v'chol ha'om oinem omein. And when they came to an omein, so he was able to hear the chazan, the guy, the shamas, and the shliach tzibba, whoever it was, who stood there on the bima. So and he would signal, now is omein time. So when he waved the flag, everyone could see him, but not everyone could hear the chazan. So then they used to say omein. Then the Gemara goes on and how the seating arrangements were there, that each profession was on its own. So if someone was looking for a job and he was a goldsmith, so he would go to where the goldsmith sat and where he sat, and if he was a weaver, so he would go where the weavers were. And therefore everyone had panosa. It was a golden age for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So remember the Rebbe saying, Bemison, this halacha, that you say omein without hearing the brocha, is normal. Normally it's called an omein yisoyma. You don't even say omein if you don't hear the brocha. But from this Gemara, I looked it up last night, from this Gemara itself, the Torah, now the Pesach can say, that if you're not mechuyif to make the brocha, it's only chazor shashat, you're allowed to say omein without hearing the brocha. This is the exception. But generally speaking, you wouldn't even say amen if you didn't hear the bracha. Fine. So why did they do it? Why did they split it up? You should open up a shtimbel and every second corner in Alexandria shall betray him. What are you having this massive shul for? Well, you can't even hear the chazan. The answer, he said, must be Beroivom. And Beroivom overrides the fact that you can't even hear. And the inyan of davening with a bigger minyan is far greater and outweighs the even being able to hear the chazan properly. And so this is the makoiras why you shouldn't split. But we're only coming to it. So we have so far the inyan of Baroiva. The second thing involved is from Moshe Sternbuch in his Sefer Tshuvas van Hoggis in the first Chelek says that there's another thing. The davening is different. Rav Avraham is it's more covered by Kodesh Baruch Hu, a lot of people doing a mitzvah all at once. But he says also the tefillah is different. A tefillah in a big minyan is different than the tefillah. He doesn't bring Makoros for its sources, but he assumes that obviously the davening is different, it's a different tefillah, you should have thought. So he's mechadesh that. But I found Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas and Igros Moshe in Chelek Dalet, or Yeradeya, says the following. He says, there's another problem. Whenever you leave the shul and you make a second minyan, where do you go to? You have another room. Is that room the same as the sanctuary, the main besmetrich? Does it have the same kedusha? And it makes a difference when you daven in a room. Says Rav Moshe, you know, let's say that you have here two people, both want the yamid, and we split up, so someone goes to the back. So he goes to Nezus Noshim, he goes to a side room. It doesn't have the same kedusha as the besmetrich. You're davening in a less holy place. And he says, most of the time, you go to a room which has no Sefer Torah. As Noshim hasn't got a Sefer Torah. Some shuls have a big shul, a little shul, and there is a Sefer Torah. Fine. But he says, it's not the main place where they daven, the kedusha is less. And if there's a room without a Sefer Torah, the kedusha must be less, because you're not allowed to say daven there. There's a loch in Shulchan Aruch that a room chained by Sefer Torah, you can't say tachnon, you can't fall tachnon, you can say it, but you can't actually lean down. And why? He says, because it's less kedusha. So you're leaving the main shul to daven in a place where there's less kedusha. You're losing the Beis HaKnesses. Rav Moshe is obviously against it. And Rav Poskim, I would say, would feel that it's not the right thing to do. For these three reasons that we mentioned. However, there are places where it's allowed, and I must say, and the reasons, let me just give you the reasons why those who are makel and do allow it, why they allow it. And the reasons are as follows. The ones who want to be makel is gemilas chasad, also mitzvah. We say it every day. And firstly, it's a gemilas chasadim for the mess. Because the halacha is that if you have two aveilim, and each one who davens for his parent or whoever he's davening for. If so, therefore, it's a taiva for the mess. And we all know there's a famous story of Rabbi Akiva. It's a chazal, which the Menorah Samoa brings from the Sechta Kala, that Rabbi Kiva was walking in the Beis HaKforos, and he saw someone carrying wood, and he was running, and Rabbi Kiva was gazing, he should stop. And he asked him, what are you doing? Why are you carrying such a heavy load of wood? And the man signaled that he wasn't going to answer him. Rabbi Kiva was gazing that he should stop. And there's this whole frightening story there. And Rav Kiva said, are you a slave? Are they forcing you to do it? I'll redeem you. And Rav Kiva was prepared to pay to let him, shouldn't have to suffer. And then Rav Kiva realized that it's something more spiritual than that. And eventually he said to him, are you atomim b'nei odom, atomim amazikim? Are you human? Are you not human? And at the end, the man said he was being punished. Gabai Masa Yisi. He worked for the tax authorities. But Yisi Noise Ponim Lashirim. He used to deal with the wealthy. He had some arrangement with them. Umitsara Saniyim. But he had to bring in a certain amount. So he concentrated on the poor people. And he got his kickback from the wealthier people. And this is his punishment. Then he says, besides that, Ba'altina Marosa Biyamekipurim, etc. So, Rabbi Kiva said, those who meted out this punishment, did they say you have any way out? So he answered, he heard that if he had a son who would daven and say, Bochus Hashem Amavoira, Hayumatiwa Noisim in Aperonius, this punishment would go away. So, he says, did you leave any children? He says, I'm not sure. Because when I died, my wife was pregnant. I don't know if she had a boy or a girl, or she did not. Maybe she miscarried. I don't know. Rabbi Kiva, I would say, Rabbi Kiva, being Rabbi Kiva, would spend his time, he had thousands of Talmidim, Tanoim. His job was to be Marbet Torah. What did Rabbi Kiva do? It says, he went me'ir le'ir ad she'gir le'iroi. He asked this gentleman his name, brought down his name, he asked him his wife's name, he asked him what town he was, and he started searching to find out if his wife actually had that child. Eventually, Rabbi Kiva came to the town, he asked for them, And they said, you want to know about these people? Lowlifes. He actually had a son, and he's not even gavalet. He didn't have a mila. They kept nothing. You don't want to be interested in them. Rabbi Kiva said, went and he took this child. And he moloisai, v'shivai lefonav lilmei Torah, and Rabbi Kiva started teaching him aleph. He knew zero, nothing. After his bris, he taught him aleph beis, and eventually he taught him to daven, and when he said his Baruch Hashem and Voirach, he tirum in Aperonius, he saved his father. Because that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Broam Vazaka Abba. So when we daven for a parent, someone who's an Avelis, it's obviously to the source of the Mukta. Here there is an extreme case where Rabbi Kiva got him mamish to stop his parodia, stop his punishment. We see the importance of davening for some. So maybe this overrides these various reservations that we had before, that this chus for the nifta is so great, perhaps, that we overlook the fact that he's not davening in the main shul, we'll overlook the fact that maybe the davening isn't as good, we might even overlook the fact that that there's no baroiva. Second of all, it's a schus, the person who davens, it's a chesed with him. Because if a person is an oval and he can't daven, he's mitzvah. So the poskim bring, you're doing a chesed, not only with the mace, but you're doing a chesed with the guy who wants to daven. Maybe that's a reason for overlooking it. There's another point which the poskim raise, and that is, perhaps since we all daven ourselves, today we don't have what the Gemara talks about, that the chazan daven, that everyone heard, people are maratzim, they don't know how to read, they don't know how to daven, they said so the chazan used to be mighty then. He says, then I can understand, some of the poskim say, there's a real baroi vam hadras melech, there's one davening for everyone, that's a big covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today we basically all daven individually. And since we all daven individually, then the halacha is, perhaps, that it's a shvacha baroi vam, right? We're all doing individually a mitzvah, but we're all doing it at the same time. And since we're all doing it at the same time, there is a shtickle baroi vam, but that's not the real baroi vam, and therefore others would like to be made. Then there's what the poskim talk about, shlei osi l'insuye. And this is a very important factor, that, all right, there's various reasons why you shouldn't split up, but there's a problem on your hands. There's fights. The two people will argue. This one will say he's kavua, this guy says I'm also kavua. Yeah, but last Wednesday you didn't turn up, and for once you went away this, and for a while you were broigus, you went to daven a different shul. There's plenty of reasons why people argue, where each one will say why he is the one that should be davening and not the other gentleman. So very often the poskim concede certain principles, and that is like osin and suya, that they shouldn't come to argue. So we've got to make some compromise, and by making two minyanim, it's a very good compromise. Each one feels he won, and each one's davening for the omelet, and shalom al yisrael. And therefore, maybe that overweighs. I'm not here to paskin the shayla. I'm not here to make a clear conclusion. It's quite clear from both Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Moshe Sternberg from the Sefer that they feel that you should not split the principle of Baroi Vam, and the fact that you daven in the main shul outweighs the advantages of making for the other. Others say that we could concede it, especially to keep the peace. And therefore, every place has its own minhagim, every place has its own rov, and you should listen and do as the minhag hamakom is.